that he caused the lame to walk and the blind to see. Old blind Bartimaeus, he was a poor old man, and he had a little family, and the only way he could feed them, a little story goes that he begged. And he had a beautiful dove that sat on his shoulder. And it was such a great tourist attraction in those days that they would come and they gave him money because his little dove was so beautiful and sat on his shoulder. And he had a lamb. It was a pet, and it was like a seeing eye dog, but it was a lamb. And it led poor blind Bartimaeus to the place where he begged from his home each day. And it was known all over the country in the Holy Land. And then God moved up on blind Bartimaeus' heart that he could never afford a sacrifice at the temple. And so God so dealt with his heart, and he said, "Great Jehovah, I'm going down to the temple today. I'm going to give him a little dove as a sacrifice." And all of his neighbors heard about it and said, "Old blind Bartimaeus, don't do that. That's your livelihood. You'll not be able to make a living anymore." He said, the Lord God dealt with my heart, and I want to give him my little dove. And he took it down, and the priest said, old blind Bartimaeus, I love you, old blind Bartimaeus. I can afford it. I'll buy you a sacrifice dove, and you offer it." "No, thou great priest," said, "it wouldn't be like my dove. See, I love my dove. And the Lord God will provide blind Bartimaeus." And he gave up his little dove as an offering, pulled his little head off, and dipped the blood up there, and was applied to poor blind Bartimaeus by faith. He said, "One day there'll be a real dove come. Oh my." And he went back home. Everybody was sad. The little dove wasn't there no more. And the blind Bartimaeus prayed. A week or so went by in a while, and the Lord God dealt with his heart and called for his lamb. And he told his wife, "I'm going to give my little lamb to the old. How will you go to work? Nobody can lead you. How will you get down there? Your little lamb." "The Lord Jehovah God will provide blind Bartimaeus and lamb." He went down there and he said, "Oh, Bartimaeus, let me buy you a lamb to sacrifice it. Don't give up your lamb. That's your eyes. That's your eyes." He said, "I've got to give it my heart. I've got to give my lamb." And he gave his lamb. And he said, "It's all right. Said, Jehovah God will provide for blind Bartimaeus." And there he was sitting one day, dusty and dirty and tired and weary, begging by the same old place. And a crowd, great crowd, come by. And blind Bartimaeus right away was alert, said, What's happening? All said, "It's the prophet, Jesus, the Nazarene is coming by." "What? Jesus of Nazareth? The prophet of Galilee?" And blind Bartimaeus raised his feet, and he began to scream. The Holy Ghost come upon him. And he said, "Blind Bartimaeus, there's your eyesight. There's the anointed one. There's the Messiah." And he began to cry out, "Thou son of David, have mercy upon blind Bartimaeus." Of course, the crowd was the noise and everything. Couldn't hear blind Bartimaeus' voice. And they said, "Oh, be quiet, Bartimaeus. He can't hear you way over there." He cried even the more loud. And the Messiah turned around and said, "Somebody call us for me." He said, "Bring that blind man here." And there they led old blind Bartimaeus. And here was his dove. Led him up there. What would that do for him, my eyesight? God gave blind Bartimaeus his eyesight, caused the blind to see. Oh, that's him this morning. Don't you love him with all your heart? Just think, he's coming out to make the lame walk and the blind to see once again. His word will be made flesh. Let's sing it now again. Second verse. I heard a sound. I want you to raise your hand. Worship the Lord. Give him. Are you thankful for the Lamb of God? Are you thankful for the dove? He's our dove and our lamb this morning, leading us to the fountain of living water. Oh, thou great Jehovah God, how we praise thee and adore thee, our Lamb of God, our dove, Lord, our sacrifice, our atonement, our peace, Lord. Oh, thank you, O God. I'll praise thy holy name, Lord God, that thy grace could fall upon our pathway. Praise be to our God forevermore. Amen and amen. Now with her head bowed and her eyes closed. God, help us to love him like Bartimaeus. Love him with all your heart, and all your soul, and all your might. He's the only thing in this world worth living for. Be with him for 10,000 times 10,000 years, billions and billions of eternity, no end. He's worth living for. Now they're not only her heads bowed, her heart's humble before the Lord. And God bless each one of you here. As you believed in your heart, the Bible said, as many as believe were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you believed in your heart, then you can be baptized in his name. So if you're here this morning, sinner without the Lord God, then I would ask you as a minister, if you believe in your heart, to be baptized in his precious name of the Lord Jesus for the remission of your sins. May God bless each one of you now as we go. Remember the communion service tonight. Remember what he did for you and I as we come tonight. Now with our heads and hearts bowed before the Lord, I want to ask Brother Belmar to dismiss us in the word of prayer.
Oh, gracious Father, we are grateful again for this one more day that thou hast given us. We thank thee that there is a way, and that way is the truth and the life. We thank thee for thy precious gift this morning, our loving Savior. We thank you that there is a power that thou hast given to us that would keep us from straying. Lord, we're so thankful for the elected today that see with their spiritual eyes and hear with their spiritual ears thy precious word. And, oh, Lord, that we're so grateful for the message that thou hast given us this morning. And we so want to and strive for that third floor, the third deck.
Amen.
We're not satisfied with the first or the second. And we're so glad to see the ramp going down to that third floor. That we may walk upon it, come into the fullness, that token of the Holy Ghost baptism. We were in darkness for so long, and we see the light, praise God, we see the light. But what will it be when we see the fullness of that light? I ask, Lord, to bless each heart here as you bless mine. I thank thee for the privilege of being here this morning. I pray, Lord, that by thy strength, by thy might, and by thy power, that each and every one of us will be able to stay on the straight and narrow, because wide is that way that leads to destruction. Bless each heart. May you just be closer than you ever were to each one today. And may the, as you built a hedge around Job one time, may the hedge be built around this place that Satan cannot come in with any one of his tools of destructions or heresies or whatever there might be.
Amen.
We give the glory to Jesus Christ,
Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Take the name of Jesus with you.
Take the name of Jesus with you. Precious name, oh.